Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got someone coming on too strong in a kinky situation. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to tell you right now, you hear that music? That music is singing you to your phone to tell a new friend, tell a new coworker, tell a new sister, brother, mama, papa, anyone with ears. We want them all. We want them all listening to this show. And I want to get my guest on here right away. An OKP, original key player.
Yes.
A neighbor, a friend.
Yes.
An amazing comedian.
Hey.
Hilarious. Yamanika Saunders.
Hey.
Also
hey,
a fan hey. Favorite.
Yo,
People ask for you.
Yo, I love everybody that listens.
This is...
I'm not going to lie. This is, this is next to Race Wars.
Oh, wow.
The fan base here.
This is a cool fan base.
Is so awesome.
You know what I like about this fan base? I don't get the emails that are like, I'm mad.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
get the, I was dying at my desk. I'm not saying everyone has to agree with everything the fuck I say.
Right.
I'm more saying they understand this is a grain of salt. Like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, this is, you know, fun, and we're talking about luxury issues. And it's really what I do enjoy when I go to do shows. The people that come out to me, they've had a few drinks.
Yes!
They didn't come and sit and have waters.
Hell no.
They came out on a weekday, and they're like, yeah, I'll figure out work.
I got some sick days left.
Yeah, I got some sick days. Let's go see Papa J Train out in town and have a couple of drinks. Let's be a little bad.
Yes.
Yamanika Saunders, at Yamanika on Instagram.
Yes.
People ask for you back. So
I love that.
And I love having you here. So it's so good to see you.
Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
It's pretty damn cool.
Honey.
It's we're all here. Yamanika and I have been talking. We want to do some sort of collaboration with the TV.
We have to do a mashup, because what I was saying is the way you do yours and the way I do mine. Now, you are so efficient that I legit feel like I've gotten a good capsule of what's going on. Although, sorry, I do not and have not watched The Bachelorette.
That's okay. I don't get residuals from them.
I just can't, you know, and you know, part of me, because I think here I never really get racial as like get on other places. Mm-hmm. Until they get like a real black bachelor that I can sink my teeth into.
You know, I think you would love this. I was thinking they have Mike, who's...
Not to say that I'm not into white peen. I've done white peen.
Listen.
You know.
We're a podcast of all the peens. We're a rainbow of peens.
Yeah, that's what
podcast.
I love, honey. That's what I love, a rainbow of peens.
Rainbow of peens. We allow all peens.
All the peens.
All the peens. We'll take all the veins.
Veins, yes.
Veins and peens.
Yes.
We'll take
them
all.
I don't know about veins. We got to find another nerd word.
How about...
Because if you got a vein, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that sounds like a venereal disease.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What about... we'll take all the puss.
Yeah.
All the whole spectrum of puss.
Yes.
I'll take them all.
Yes.
I
big girls got the best pussy.
That's
true. I know it for a fact.
Oh,
that's
first of all, the first thing I heard was big girl. I was like, no, he didn't. And then it was like, got the best pussy. I was like, oh, yes, he did.
And brought you back.
Shout out to my big bitches. Yeah. I got big, good pussy.
Well, Cardi B should know. She should know because she got a fat pussy out here.
Big. What is the definition? Like, what would be a fat pussy?
Well, you know what it is? It's, I don't know. I want to talk about my situation.
Fat bitches got the warmest pussy.
That's what it is. It's that it's warm. You know what
warm.
It is? And that it grabs. Because I don't know what it's like to have sex with a small girl, but you know, my vagina is like, it holds itself closed. You know what I mean?
I got
like,
you.
The thighs are there. Like, there's not like,
like
this
a fly
wind.
Trap.
Right. It's like, it's closed. So my thighs are there. I don't have this space between my thighs. So everything's like closed in. So like, if you...
You release it.
Yes.
I've seen such pussy in my day.
It's the best position, I think, for... what I'm doing now with this new guy is like when he enters me and I get to close my legs.
It's like you own the dick.
Right.
Yeah.
I close my legs on it and then it like gives him, because it's all like tight.
Yeah.
And it's like warm. And then
this is him. This is him.
I don't want to talk
afraid.
Too much, but he enjoys
he's
it.
He's afraid that he's going to lose it.
No, he's in it to win it.
So you have a new guy.
I do.
It's new, right?
It is very, I mean, it's...
Because I haven't heard you talk a lot about it.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I think I went back. I mean, I did. I went into, you know, there's always guys around. I guess this is a good example for the girls, like, who have no hope. Sometimes, I guess, you have to just look in your environment. And it was like, I wasn't even really looking to be in anything. I had just got out of a situation with somebody that was gross.
You were going through it. The last we were talking about your situation.
It was gross.
And he wasn't really, he was bringing you in, but holding you at arm's length.
Yes.
I remember this being the story.
I had a guy since then. But see, this is the thing with me. It's like, and I think women in general, and a lot of my girlfriends have been talking about this, like, why are guys so aloof, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, why
we're
do they
good
keep
at
giving
being aloof.
Mixed signals. And what I realized with this situation, because I probably would not have wanted to go into the situation the way that we went into it.
Okay.
So I always tell him, I'm like, I don't think we have a good love story, you know, because
could you tell a little bit of that story? Why isn't it good? Because I do understand what you're saying a little bit. Because we get a lot of emails here from women and they'll say, well, this happened, that happened, and that happened. Could this ever even work out?
Yeah.
And you have to, and it sucks because you hear from that one friend that goes, well, we didn't have it easy at first. And then you go, well, that's not it. Not everyone's situation is everyone's situation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's nice to hear that it's not all Instagram and butterflies.
Yeah, I think you know? When you see, you keep looking for, like for me, I was like, oh, there's going to be this guy that's going to come and he's going to be like, oh my God, you're so amazing. I've been thinking about you.
Sure.
You're the woman of my dreams. And sometimes it's just, oh, I just want to fuck you, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes, oh, but like, I think with us, like, we were on some hookup shit, just like hookup. And then it was like, oh, I can lay in bed with you. It's comfortable to lay in bed with you and like talk after. You ain't stressing about, what does this mean? I got to get out of here before the bitch start catching feelings. I'm not stressing like, does he think, is he going to call? It was just like real chill. There was nothing going on. I think I also didn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like in terms of like, you know, because there's an age gap between
us,
which is, it's pretty significant.
But you know what you're saying, and this is the way I hear it and why it's so difficult is, you know, women will zone in.
Mm-hmm.
They're like this, and they'll put you in a box.
Yeah.
You're my hookup guy. You're my guy that I see a future with.
Yes.
One of the two boxes.
Yeah.
Men are sitting there in a world where all the shit is all over the floor.
Right.
Like you guys have it all neat in each of the boxes, and we're sitting there going, and we're seeing all the stuff in the floor, and it's so much going on and so much clutter and disorganization that we're not focused on anything.
And you start to put stuff in a box where you're like, oh, I can put my future in this box.
Yeah.
And I think men have to build. And we're very much still in like the, you know, what I'm trying not to do, which is actually a weird space for me because I think I am a girl, not to marginalize girls, but we like to know what the future holds. I'm like, well, you know, I'm 40 now. You know, like I need to be planning, like I want to have a baby by 43. Mm-hmm. I want to be married and have a baby by 43 or 44.
Yeah.
You know, I just because I want to have that's a good time for me to like not be too old, not to be, you know,
but
too young.
Even
but
that, even that thinking, when I hear that, it's like there's a 40-year-old guy out there going, yeah, when it happens, it happens.
You know, like,
right, because
you're
for guys,
operating
it
on
two, always happen.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're
like,
operating on two different clocks. It's like the difference between shooting it at the buzzer and playing a pickup game that goes to 21.
But everybody, but every man gets to shoot at the buzzer or do a pickup game.
Yeah,
like,
they can do whatever they want.
You're always going to have a away game. You're always going to have a makeup game. You know, like, if I'm being honest, the way my career is going, it just so happens that everything is busy building right now in my career. Mm-hmm. So I really can't say I can have a kid right now. I can't say that I can get married right now because I'm busy. But I do know that the bandwidth of time that I have to be like, if I want, specifically if I want children,
sure,
I need to, it gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's not like I got to start thinking about kids now and I got to start thinking about the guy that wants to have kids. And I'm 11 years older than my guy. Mm-hmm. So it's also like, oh, you also like a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you don't care. You don't play around. So every now and then we do have conversations that I think become deeper than they need to be. But I'm always just checking in with him. Like, whenever you're ready to bail, give me enough time.
Let's
because
talk it out.
I don't want to lock down everything I'm doing to be in something because you still got to go through your 30s. And the 30s is when everyone grows the most.
Yeah.
So when you know, even though all my girlfriends who are in their 40s are like, oh, girl, you got all this. I'm like, yeah, but I figured out what it is I want now.
Yes.
And then it's just about, let's make it all happen. 30s is like, what am I doing with my life? Have I done enough? I've not done enough. Where am I? Who am I in relation to all my friends?
Yeah.
40 is like, I don't care who I am in relation to my friends.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, my friends are who my friends are, and they're doing what they do, and we've learned each other. I just want to make sure that, you know, I think 40 is really building up for like when I get 60 and 70. Mm-hmm. What I do now at 40 is gonna affect that. When 30 is not, you ain't really thinking about that.
Yeah, and you're building a career, and then you're saying, you know, I'm having fun with this guy too. You know, like a busy is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
For your relationship,
he's
I think
really
that's
supportive too. Of like, you know, you know, I'm a tough person to be in a relationship with. I think a lot of comics are, but
I agree.
I'm really tough. So like the amount of like emotional roller coasters,
the
I kicked
days.
Him out my house. I brought him back in. I told him to get away from me and then was upset when he gave me space. And then I was like, you don't love me. And he was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm here. And I'm like, no, you're
not. I was kicked out of the house.
It's like, no, but that's the thing. Like,
that's
I'm
too
like,
much space.
As I'm kicking him out, I'm like, whoa, why aren't you staying? He's like, you kicked me out of your crib. I'm
There's
like, I don't care.
There's a foot mark on my butt.
I'm like, stay. He's like, it's trespassing at this point.
Yeah, listen, everyone needs to go follow Yamanika on Instagram, at Yamanika on Instagram.
Yes.
She has an album out. I will say this. I was watching you the other night. It's so every time I see you on stage, so funny.
Thank you.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of yours, too.
You know this.
I know. This is the mutual admiration society.
Yes.
But I'm saying to the listeners, Yamanika's been on Netflix. You can go watch on
The Degenerates.
The Degenerates. You can go watch Yamanika on there. You can go watch her right now.
I'm on Historical Roast as well, the first episode. I wrote on that. I'm also playing Harriet Tubman in the first episode.
So it's all on there, but I want you right now. Mark your calendars. 8/23, August 23rd, a Friday night. The audience that likes this show is going to love Yamanika live at the Gramercy Theater.
Amen.
August 23rd. It's a Friday night. Go get those tickets. At your website?
It's on my Instagram.
Okay, so at Yamanika on Instagram.
Really.
Gramercy Theater, 8/23. Listen, J Train's stamp of approval. That's a great Friday night, okay? 8/23, Gramercy Theater. She has an album out right now. You can stream it on all platforms.
Yes.
Damsel in Distress.
Yes.
It's a fantastic album.
Thank you. I've listened
to it. I've seen
Thank
it.
You.
All of you go get involved. I want to get these emails in. Let's get them going. Let's
do it. I'm excited.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to go through a lot of these. And
good.
With you, we just jump into the inbox. We don't have to worry about anything. J Train, obsessed with your podcast, bringing the group chat to your show over Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Can't wait to wanted to get your insight on a current situation. I'm a 24-year-old girl living in Chicago. Mm. Have recently started hanging out with a group of guys who one of my friends, also a J Train lover, grew up with. So one of her friends grew up with a guy. She starts hanging out with him.
Mm-hmm.
We've hung out with them about 5 times now. Every time one of the guys and I have totally hit it off. We have a ton in common, always end up chatting, just us two the whole time. I feel like we have a great, easy connection. Every time it gets to the end of the night, our hangout, I've been surprised when he hasn't asked for my number, made a move, or talked about any maybe hanging out again. His friends have made obvious comments to my friends about us two wandering off together, and last weekend he even grabbed my hand at the bar and was hand-fucking me. She writes,
Pretty damn cool.
I'll take what I can get, I guess.
Mm-mm. No, you won't, girl. You're 24 years old. You get what you got because you can get everything.
You need
more fucking.
Yeah, that's right. So that makes me think he has at least some sort of interest. Yeah, I'd say so too. Hand fucking. You want some peen in the puss. I've been kind of bummed he hasn't tried to get my number from my friends or reach out over social media or something. I've thought about reaching out myself because I'm definitely interested, but I've started to overthink if he really, really is interested or not. Don't want to make the group dynamic awkward if I get a rejection. Any thoughts on how to approach? Much appreciated, Feather Feather. What do you think?
Can you read the first line again? Because I'm trying to figure out why she introduced her friend into this email.
I'm 24-year-old girl living in Chicago. I've recently started hanging out with a group of guys who one of my friends grew up with. So she's got a group of girls, and then this group of guys is, the connection with the group of guys is one of her friends grew up with them.
Okay, because, you know, the thing about it is, and I don't know, I just have a feeling in my spirit, I would clock that friend he grew up with. Is that friend, is that a girl or a guy?
It's a girl.
Is she single? Because sometimes, you know what happens, and I'm telling you, because I've been in a lot of girl dynamics, is that there's a girl that will like a guy and vice versa, but there'll be another girl he's known more who's always liked him that puts some type of stomp on whatever's happening. So this girlfriend could be saying things about you
that
when you're not around that makes it like, oh, I'm just going to be with her when I'm around her, but I'm not going to do anything serious. That's
I
one.
Love this because you're, it's something I never would have thought of. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Your connection to the other group is also goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So the line of communication goes back and forth through her.
Yeah.
How close are you with her? What's your relationship like with her? Is she going to them and going, I be careful with that one.
Right, right.
You know, cause
and why isn't she advocating for you if that's your friend?
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. If I saw that happening, I would go to him and say, listen, you know, what's going on with you and my girl? Because you seem to like her. She's a great girl.
Yeah.
Why aren't you asking for her number? I'm always advocating for my girls in situations like
that. Yeah. Why hasn't that happened?
Yes.
Why? And I understand that. Listen, when you meet a group of people and when two groups meet and the connection between the two groups, you give both sides the honest opinion.
Oh, for sure.
You say, oh, that guy's cool. That dude, he's a playboy. He's the gross one. She's the cool one. You know, like everyone gets that label in the group. It's why, you know, and it's whether it's fair or not, it's through the perspective of the person introducing everyone.
Right. And they don't even think of anything about it anyway when they say those things. It's just kind of like, you know, somebody could say that's the gross one and not even like be like they're really legit gross.
Yeah.
They're just like,
it could be a frivolous thing that means something different to the people they're saying it to. I agree with you. I think go to your friend that connects the groups and you say, hey, why don't you find out what's going on with that dude? Is he like for real?
Yeah, fine. And when you go to her, say, peep nonverbal communication because sometimes like, you know, here's a way for me to relate to that comes from the business. We've all had an experience as a comedian trying to hustle in this business and trying to get something. And then a friend comes to us and goes, I got something. And sometimes before you connect into happiness, there's that moment right as they're telling you where your eyes go dead and you're like, I wish it was me.
Sure.
See if she has that dead eye moment before she recovers. Because I don't know why I get
if
a sense
she turns
that
into a zombie.
And she's the problem.
Rises into heaven.
And I apologize to your friend, but I think you should do that.
You got a feeling.
But no matter what, let's be really clear about the overall situation that a lot of girls run into. I have run into myself and I've stopped this. A lot of times you can be a girl that is available for a man to have his pleasures, but he doesn't want to give you any pleasures. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I
have a friend that's really close to me. He loves giving me kisses on the lips and holding my hands, and he does all these things. Right. But they keep men away from me because they think I'm booed up with him.
Yeah.
I'm walking around oblivious because I'm just, oh, this is my friend, my brother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
And meanwhile, back at the ranch, this guy's just like, oh, I thought that was your dude because he hold on you. Do not let a man screw you, kiss you, or do anything that is not your man. He does not get the luxury benefit from dating you without dating
you. Well, that is actually a tactic, too. That's what I kept thinking is, like, why didn't he get the number? To me, what you're saying is very true. It's like, oh, he has a fun flirt in this group, but that he would never go further with.
But also that he's thinking... Because you know how men are. I'm sorry, Jared, to say
just
that.
Go for
but
it.
It's like some of these guys, when they're young and stuff, it's like, oh, if she holds hands with me, she holds hands with so-and-so. She lets me finger fuck her. She lets another guy finger fuck her. And you got to let him know. I have boundaries. Listen, are we dating?
Yeah,
okay,
what's
going on?
Okay,
you got to get your hands off me. And let me tell you something. The more you put your foot down on the boundaries with him, the more he will understand for him to get what he wants from you and have a real bond with you. He has to value you enough to at least ask for your phone number and have an intimate relationship with you.
If you build a wall, the guy who wants you will go find a ladder. You know, he's going to go out and get a ladder to get over the wall. If he really cares to. Because it does seem like they're going out with these groups. She's making it very easy for him to hold her hand and talk her up and take her away from the fun of the group. And it's like,
and from the other guys that are in the group, too.
Yeah.
Your man might be in the group, and it may not be him.
Let me speak to one other thing she wrote. She wrote, don't want to make the group dynamic awkward if I get a rejection. It's already going to be awkward.
Right.
You don't hold hands with someone and then have it go back to normal. You know, it's so forget this group. What do you think? This group is going to hang out until their 80s? Like, what do you think is going to happen? This group happened because of fucking.
Right.
Someone needs to fuck.
Somebody needs to fuck. And don't worry about, like, at the end of the day, even if he rejects you, you are better than a guy that doesn't know that you are totally awesome. And awesome enough, meaning that you would be the perfect girl for him. You care enough to even get advice about how to handle the situation. So he would be a fool to not pursue you. And I think a lot of women, and I'm still speaking to myself, even though I'm booed up, we have to remember, and you learn this as you get older, because I look back at my younger self and I go, man, if she only knew how hot and awesome she was and how dynamic, and we constantly try to get validated from men telling us that we're something, but you're also trying to get validated from a man that may not even know who the hell he is.
There it is. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Yamanika Saunders is here at Yamanika. She's got the show at Gramercy Theater August 23rd. Go, go, go. Get tickets on her Instagram. We're sponsor people. ZipRecruiter. Listen, it is tough to find good people. You know how hard it was for me to find Shelby to help out with this thing?
Took years.
Years and years
all
of
the
search.
All the resumes.
All the resumes. I was sitting at my desk with those little tiny glasses.
And that green visor.
And I was going through all the receipts. And I said, and I threw it up in the air.
There has to be an easier way.
You're right, Shelby. And there is. ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. A confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans through thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates. You never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's the first day. That's crazy, people. Because I remember, listen, if you need someone to help you out with the things that you're doing, you're going to need ZipRecruiter. So let me help you right now. My listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. 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 The smartest way to hire. Yamanika, what do you think? Is this
I
a problem?
I need that for my man.
If you could only find a dude that way. Four out of five in one day. Is this a problem or am I just annoying?
Mm-hmm.
I love this question.
Okay.
I have a feeling they're annoying.
Annoying.
King of Oz. Thanks for your laughs and life advice. You're quite wise. So here's the down low. Met a new guy in a dating app. Our conversation went great. Was great right away. We exchanged numbers and he asked for me for drinks that night. The date was a lot of fun and everything seemed okay. However, after the date, he has been texting me constantly saying things like, do I really have to wait till Friday to see you again? I'm still in my car thinking about you. I just had so much fun. And could I ever visit at work? I get the sense that he is just excited about a nice connection, hopefully not just a creep. How do you politely tell someone that they're coming on a little too strong, need to chill out? I do think this guy is worth giving a chance and do value a partner that likes to communicate with me, but where's the line? Thank you. What do we think? I like this email.
Well, but no, I don't. He's annoying. So I don't even know why you would ask about yourself.
Yeah, this is a very female title to this problem. Like, am I being annoying by not texting him back every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No, he's being annoying.
It's
he's banging on my door with a knife.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's raining. Should I let him in?
Right.
Exactly.
The thing about it is, and you hate to say it in this day and time, because men take so many liberties with women, mm-hmm. and a lot of times women are at the behest of how crazy a man is once you've given him access to even know you, how much you've even let him know you. Like, the way he's speaking, I don't know if she mentioned that they hooked. Did they hook up?
She said a lot of fun, everything. Date was a lot of fun, everything seemed okay. So
yeah, because that's the kind of intensity, like...
To me, this is intensity of a guy filled with cum. He didn't hook up. So, like, I think when someone comes on so strong after a first date for that weekend hookup, they're like, I got to get pay dirt. Like, it's kind of scares me.
Right. But, you know, but a man can always handle that. But let me tell you something. I made my guy come really hard.
How?
A lot.
How hard did he?
I don't want to do that to him. But, I mean, he's made me come very hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a point where I made him come so hard. It's like he was on me the next day. I get it, right?
Oh, really?
So,
oh,
so I was like,
so you saw the post. I made him come so hard that he was this guy, too.
Right. He was this guy. Like, babe, where you going? What you doing?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
you at? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time... At the same
come
time.
Come here, I need you. Come on. I gotta call again. Yeah. Just turn into a fucking addict.
Right. You know, and he's giving me the D so hard where I'm like, oh, wait, I know you're not getting up. You better, you know, come back here. But if this guy has not even had the pleasure of you in that way and he has this level of intensity, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
But what I would say before you start to get too deep into it, because I always say these dating sites, I understand why people do them. I still think dating and meeting somebody in your immediate space that you know sometimes tends to be a little bit better just because you sort of already have a pulse on how nutso somebody is. You're trying to get to know him and also date him at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. I have had men who have, because I am aggressive, quote unquote, as a woman, who have come on really strong with me. And I got to be like, hey, wait, I don't like that. I don't respond well to that.
Yeah.
So if this is what you're about, and I would simply have that conversation. Hey, dude, you know, I like you. I don't mind giving you a chance. But, you know, we just got together. Or, you know, because, you know, with the safety thing, it's like sometimes you can say that and set somebody off. But at the same time, she has to say it.
I'm thinking about this like in so many different ways. And I keep coming to different conclusions. Because at first I was thinking, let the baby cry itself out.
Right,
he's going to stop texting as much when he doesn't get as many answers.
So, right. That's true.
You know, where you say, you know, like, you just be like, you know, when he writes, I can't wait to see you. I'm so excited.
Jared, that's very true. Because you know what? This is actually the best advice you're giving her. Because I've had men, when I don't respond to them, get nutso.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with the advice, too, because then there's a point where it's like, this guy's obviously doesn't have high confidence. If he's texting you like this after a first date where you haven't hooked up, and he's going, I can't wait to see you. I can't believe I have to wait this long.
And he knows where you work. I mean, that's...
Can I visit you at work is where it gets to.
Unless you're a bartender.
Yeah, it's
what?
Not... Yeah, it's a little weird. So,
no.
Yeah.
No. First of all, I'm trying to get with a man so I ain't got to work. So, no, I don't want you to visit me at work. I want to visit you at your job to make sure you clocking in.
I would write back to, can I visit your work with LOL. That must be a joke.
Right, right.
Give him
right.
the, like, you know, lead him to the place he should be.
Right.
So I would respond to, like, weird texts like that.
Oh, LOL.
LOL,
boy, you crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Yes. And then I would write at the end of the day, sorry, today's so busy. Pump for Friday, too.
Yeah.
So it's really you just saying you need to set the tone. It's like, you know, I'll compare it to, like, sometimes I go on stage and I do stand up and I start so quick and I'm like, wait a minute, slow it down.
Yeah,
easy.
They're here.
You're
going to be here. They're going to be here.
And then I get into a good pace like 5 minutes in. And yeah. I wish I was more confident to start at the pace 5 minutes in at minute one.
Yeah.
You need to let him know, here's the pace.
Yeah.
You're cool. I'm here listening.
I'm here for you.
Hey, LOL, you're crazy. And then later in the day, pump for Friday too. You know, busy day.
And be careful
and
on
be
Friday.
Short and be careful.
Yeah,
Public date, bring
mace. You know, but this and also just a little bit in towards his favor. Sometimes men have a fucked up idea of what they think romantic is to women. So he might have had a woman that told him he wasn't available enough or intense enough. And he probably thinks, let me throw down this new game on this girl and let her know that I'm just super excited. But just tell him you don't need that level of excitement. It actually to you is a red flag that there's something wrong with
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. First date fuck, now what?
Oh.
Here we go.
Yes.
Love the podcast. Shared it with friends. Feather. So a group of friends and I have been talking about this guy. My friends have been talking about this guy and how they think we'd get along great. We went out for drinks. We ended up sleeping together because why not? He texted me the next morning, said he had a great time, wanted to hang out again that night because I was leaving for a long weekend. I got off work later at 8 p.m., told him to come over. He spent the night again. Two nights, two fucks. Mm-hmm. When I got back into town, he came over for my first night back and we watched Bachelorette together and had a ton of sex that night and the next morning. I guess I'm just wondering, did I make myself too easy of a lay to where he won't actually take me to dinner again and will just come over and hang now? We've hung out basically any night we could see since our first date, but really just at my house. I want to go with the flow and not put pressure on anything, but need to change my mindset if this is just a fuck buddy thing because I do like him. Also, these might be noteworthy. We are neighbors, so it's really easy to come over. We were both invited to a mutual friend's wedding, and he's brought up staying together for that in September, and he did send texts while I was out of town about how much he couldn't wait to see me again. Thoughts? I might be crazy since we haven't had a ton of time to go out on dates anyways, but what's the move here? Love fucking him, but I would prefer to go out and do stuff and end the night at my place, at least in the beginning of a relationship. Also, my Instagram, and I would love a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelby. So Shelby has a talent. I don't know if you knew this, Yam.
Yeah. I'm scared to tell her, have my lookalike because then
well,
they see no-
you're a public figure, so Shelby doesn't really do that for public figures. But this is her. She's very cute.
Oh, yes.
And
sweet
she
face.
Wants a celebrity.
She seems like she's...
is that her in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute. Into
oh
it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would go to the house too and hang out with her.
Yeah.
And
be
I bet she
neighbor.
Knows how to she seems like she's the type of girl that's like you know, you want something to drink?
Yeah.
You want some chips, doll?
She's got look, I'll say this about her. I loved how she wrote her email, and in the email she writes, went on the date, ended up sleeping together because why not? I love that attitude. I like.
Can I say something to her? Because
yes.
I'm her. I don't want to guess her age. She looks like to me she might be in her 30s.
28 to 32. 30, yeah. Yeah, somewhere
but
around there.
This, and I'm just saying that just based on the way she's carrying herself with some level of class and maturity,
mm-hmm.
Not that I think her face dictates that or even her style, but she seems very mature. And she and the idea of saying, why not already? That's how I got into my shit.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's how you...
Why not?
Why not?
I literally said to my guy, how big is your dick? Huh? All right, well, I want to see it.
You and are that, sitting right now with a man with great dick.
Well, he had a great dick, but he
what
was,
did he say to you?
He
what
was hemming and hawing because I think the way, you know, guys who know me, they're like,
sure.
Oh, Yomni's like a massive, you know.
Yeah.
So I think he was kind of like, you know, I'm all right. You know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And it was like when his dick is more than okay.
Yeah.
Nice and thick and like it
rounded,
fills me up and
every
time I see
veiny
his penis, I'm just like
good,
you know,
head on the penis, good
him.
Dome.
Oh my God, yeah. And it's like
a good like
it's
a like
good,
a lollipop
like,
dome.
Yeah, because I like
yeah.
to lick the you know,
yeah,
and then there's
yep,
this
yep,
I can
know.
Feel the veins yep. and like I can feel like normally.
Like it looks like the Darth Vader helmet.
Yes.
That's a good dick.
It's nice, but you know, I started this whole
thing.
Is
he circumcised or not?
He's not.
He's not.
This is the first guy I've ever been with that's not, but you can't tell.
That's
clean like that.
Oh, really?
It's like, he was like, you didn't know that. I was like, no, I didn't even notice because you can't tell.
Wow.
It's that.
Well, that's how hard he is for you, too.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah, that's
yeah,
true. But
because if you're not seeing, seeing more uncircumcised than circumcised. If you're seeing the hard version,
that he
yeah,
was uncircumcised.
That means he's, you know, he's blood is pumping.
It was for sure.
Yeah.
But
we had to for the listeners on, we had to pause the podcast to get Yamanika a towel.
I'm like, how much more time do I have here? I
yeah,
gotta go
done.
Back home and
don't worry,
on,
we're almost
get
there.
On a train. But but you know,
she's gotta go get her Darth Vader collectors merchandise. She bought a Darth Vader figurine for when he's not home.
I'm at the point. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I hope it, but let's get
but
back
I,
to that.
I like the world of why not, but I think also
yeah.
What you're saying.
So for me, yeah. I was just like, I had no intention of like seeing this guy. I had no intention of taking it serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why wouldn't I hook up with him? Because
sure.
I don't hook up like that with guys. It would be like a new thing for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna fuck him, whatever. He be around. He gonna be my little summer thing, whatever. And then it got into like, he also was at my crib and at my house. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, I got an amazing house. Like,
yeah.
I'm, you know, any guy that would get with me be like, yo, this bitch is cushioned up. She also cooks.
Yeah.
I wipe a nigga's dick down after he comes.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I bring you something to drink.
It's a full concierge service.
Yes. I'm oiling you.
Yeah.
He's fucking in the shower. I'm showering him. I'm scrubbing his back.
Dinner
I'm getting
to dick.
His balls.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing so much that I had to literally, I'm doing the same shit she doing.
Yeah. You're.
And I had to say to him, and this is what she needs to say. I said, wait, pause.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening and here's what I want.
Yeah.
So this whole like you hear, that's why we got into the thing, because she also has to make an assessment of, is that really what she wants? Because the minute that I told him we need to take time and he gave me time, I was like, wait, don't give me time.
Yeah.
It's like, we have to set boundaries. Him and I are still learning the boundaries that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That you got to tell that guy, you can't be over my house every day because we neighbors.
You know,
you got to make time and tell him,
yeah,
I want a date. I want you to take me out.
Sure.
You can't just be pumping me and not taking me nowhere.
Here's what a lot of women, younger women do. And I think this is also like going back to what you said about you're busy. Things are going on with your career. So mm-hmm. the time you have together is the time you have together. You don't have time to sit there and go, well, he sees me as this, so we have to be this.
Right.
She is saying right now, well, we had sex on the first date, so that's the box I'm in for him.
Right.
No, you have to dictate the box you want this to be in. She's like, I'm having a great time with him, but I'd like a date.
Right.
Okay,
Tell him you want a date.
I want the date. Listen, I love when you come over, but I'm not just, you know, we just kind of started hanging out. We haven't even gone out since the first time. You can have that discussion and not be a pain in the ass and still date someone like that. You know, like you can, he's not going to look at you and go, well, I had you in the next door fuck group. Like, guys.
Well, then good, then bye. That's not what I want.
Exactly.
And, then and even if that is still the thing that he wants, then he can get that at,
but
he, that's
I think
a
she's,
treat
she's,
for him, a luxury.
I think she's worried that because she started as why not, she always has to be why not. That's not the case at all.
I think she's worried that, as most women do, when you start off like that, the minute you try to press or put some information out that may be different than what they're ready to receive, mm-hmm. that he's going to say to her, well, I was just trying to hook up. She doesn't want to hear that. She doesn't want to hear rejection. Or she would just ask him, listen, let me just say this to you, young lady, because you're a beautiful woman and you seem like you have a great spirit. I don't know. It looks like you didn't vote for Trump, but who knows? I will say this to you. I mean, well, Texas was said there, so I don't know. But I will say this to you. I'm in the same situation you're in. I have set boundaries with my guy, and listen, he may last and he may not.
Yeah.
I think what we have to learn is, like, there are goals that I've set and time frames I've set for myself and things that I want.
Sure.
He's either on board with it
or he's
not.
Yeah,
but
that's
when we
exactly
start
right.
something in the beginning, we have to give it time to know that that's all there is. I would actually say to you, if you just start putting the boundary on, I'm not available, I'm busy, I'm unavailable for him, that after a while, he'll start to come to you with, like, hey, you want to go get a drink somewhere? Hey,
sure,
would you like to go to the
movie?
Because he realizes he can't just hit you with the I want to fuck okie doke.
Hey, I want to roll into your apartment. Ain't going to happen.
Right.
No, tonight's not the night for me. I'm actually free Wednesday. I could do drinks if you want.
Right. Or I got somebody else rolling in my apartment.
Yeah.
Or I'm hanging out. He has to know your time is valuable.
He looks like, from Grey's Anatomy, Sarah Ramirez.
That's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Ramirez from Grey's Anatomy.
I've seen one episode.
She does
She's
have the similar
girl.
Look. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's very cute. J-Train Podcast. The teeth are, they bring you in.
Great.
J-Train Podcast at gmail.com. J-Train Podcast at gmail.com. We're sponsored people. Dashlane. I want to let you guys know about Dashlane. Okay. They're a new sponsor. Okay. Just because you're using an incognito browser or delete your history does not mean your personal info is safe online. There's a lot more to keeping everything secure, and it starts with Dashlane. Dashlane is the only one-stop shop security app that secures every aspect of your online life. You never have to remember and then type a password on a login page again, because Dashlane keeps track and automatically enters all your passwords, protects your sensitive information, and securely autofills forms. That's huge. Not only is this a time saver, but this is also something to protect you. We have so many different accounts. How many times are you going, typing out the last 7,000 passwords that you've used, your, you know, whatever the name of your pet's daughter's cousin's, you know, friend, and you're like, well, did I put a one? Was it capitalized? As far as convenience, Dashlane's a no-brainer. But security and the stuff that we kind of forget, that's another thing. Dashlane has rock star status in the App Store with 4.7 stars and is currently used by more than 10 million people.
But don't go to the App Store.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the App Store. So to give us credit for sending you there, okay, take control of your online info this summer and join them right now. Go to dashlane.com/JTrain for a 30-day free trial of Dashlane Premium. And this summer only, you'll get 10% off when you sign up. That's a 30-day trial and 10% off Dashlane Premium at dashlane.com/JTrain. The only way to give us credit is to sign up with this URL, dashlane.com/JTrain. Security, convenience. Those are two things that should be paramount to your internet use. Kinky to ghosty. Papa JD got hooked on the J Train podcast after getting through you up and needing more Jared in my life. Thank you. I recently matched with a guy on Hinge who was upfront and saying that he wasn't looking for a relationship. I appreciated that. Took that conversation forward as if things would remain casual, casually sexual. He asked if I was into kinky things and then proceeded to ask for my number so we could talk about this off the app. We talked about his affinity for leather and things up the butt. Looking at you, J Train. I've been down.
Different.
It's a different type of butt stuff.
Yeah, yours like you're on. You're taking batting practice.
This guy's in the like, major leagues.
Yeah,
which was all good with me. She's down.
It's called pegging, I believe.
Oh, okay. We made plans to meet up for a drink with the intention of going back to my place to kink things up. About an hour before we were supposed to meet, he said his bike got a flat tire in the rain and wouldn't be able to make it. Why is that funny to me?
Because
that he's a big talker.
Was a bona fide scrub.
Yeah, that he's a big talker and he's like, get the hockey bag full of toys.
What?
And
bike?
Then he's like, and then a little tiny bike gets a. Like pops
then
a tire.
You take the bike back.
Yeah.
You take the bike back to your house and you get another way to go on this.
Yeah.
Date.
And also, if you have a kink, I would imagine finding someone who's down for your flavor is hard to do. Wouldn't you think that he would go. No. He would throw the bike into the woods and then just take an Uber?
I think he got cold feet. I think we can do this very quickly. First of all...
Well, hold on. We made a plan to meet up for a drink with the intention of going back to my place. Got a flat in the tire in the rain. Wouldn't be able to make it. I called him out on bailing. He asked me to send him a pic of me in some lingerie, something he was very into. So I sent a not-too-revealing one. He was
We're all into that.
Yeah. He was firm on not coming out, so I asked for a dick pic, too, to be fair. He sent me a mirror selfie of him in his underwear that was clearly taken during a sunny day, given the background. So I called him out for sending me someone else's lack thereof dick pic. At that point, he stopped texting me. I reached out to see if he wanted to hang out another time. Why is she still going back? What gives? I feel like the bike was just a shitty excuse. And when I called him out on his BS, he had nowhere else to go and he bailed. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think?
This is classic woman 101 bullshit.
Yeah.
Classic woman 101 bullshit. I was okay with him not wanting to be in something casual. Why are you on a site like a Hinge or a thing? Like, men go there to hook up. Women go there to find Prince Charming.
Sure.
So already there's a sort of a level of delusion. And if you are the type of woman that's on there just for a casual hookup, yeah. I would. Because I want to remind women this without sounding too dated and too, you know, sexist.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell women, be very careful the amount of men you are able and willing to receive into your body, because even though I believe there is equality amongst the sexes,
yeah,
men ejaculate into women, and so that ejaculation is energy and spirit, and every man you allow to ejaculate in you has left some type of carbon footprint inside your soul.
The
and
ghost
your
of
vagina.
Fuckboys pass.
Right. So you're already in a situation where you're trying to kink up with a nigga you don't even know like that. And he gonna put that fucking energy up in your puss, and then this is
well,
the same
sounded like
that's
he wanted
butt.
In his
yeah,
butt.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's levels to this.
Yeah. Well, there's also levels to putting yourself in harm's way. Like
absolutely.
this is one of those things that, like, you know, at tire pop, I would have gone.
No,
he puts it up.
That's
get out of here.
That's
it's a lie, but like at that point you have to go, okay, I went too far to the edge.
If you're a kinky bastard and you found a woman that's ready to do all the kink shit he ready to get
that
down,
he wants,
and you gonna let a tire
No,
that's no way. And
this
the
guy
fact
was never
that
going
you
to
would
meet up.
Even meet her in a place, because it's already mixed signals. Why aren't you just meeting at his damn house? Y'all trying to hook up, meet at a hotel. Why are you getting drinks and then trying to I'll just meet you at your crib with some leather on, have some spikes on your dick. I'm going to jump up and down it and see, you know, we're going to call you the cactus dick. Then what she does, which is even crazier, is she follows up with this cat in a way that she doesn't need to follow up. Ladies, when a man leaves you high and dry or stunts on you, ghosts you or stand you up, he is the one that is supposed to be following up to make sure he hasn't fucked up his spot with you, not the other way around.
What I find a lot with these emails is that women write in and they're almost looking to investigate the person as much as they want to get to know the person. So like, and I'm always like, so like someone DM'd me today and they were like, hey, this guy keeps, you know, he unfollowed me, then he followed me. We had a date set up and then, and I go, why do you even care?
Right.
Why? And she goes, should I call him out? No, walk away from the fire.
But you call out when you care. That's what I think women have to also know. You have to be honest about what you want so that you're not playing yourself.
Yeah.
I was so, my last relationship, I was in such a bad state of just like, I'm turning 40. I need this. I need that. I was with a micro dick nigga who was a bum. He had
really
a
micro dick?
Oh my God. I've never seen a penis this small.
So
this small. it would lay on top of his mound like a belly button. And then when he would get erect, it would like be maybe a pinky. It wasn't thick. All I had to do was blow on it and he would come. So you know I'm putting this big, fat, warm vagina on it. This nigga was coming left and right. P.S. He was... a Russian Jew. But I will tell you this.
He had birthday candle dick.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Birthday candle dick. But I was in a bad place, and it wasn't until I said to myself, Yam, you got to just, what is it you want? Oh, I want somebody. I want to fuck somebody. I want to cuddle with somebody. I really don't want anything outside of that. And that's how I got to so
you
loose
think
with
that,
this dude.
I mean, this girl who's writing in, you think that she's like, well, it's someone who will talk to me and meet out with
me. I think so.
So I'll do whatever.
You know what lets me know that, and no disrespect to this young lady.
I'm happy
this
she wrote
it. Not about tearing you down, because I know I'm speaking specifically about me because I'm speaking very aggressive to her, but I also feel her because I was there. You're still trying to get validated with your self-worth by whether a man is into you or not, and not everybody is into everybody. And I don't even think this is about him being into you. I think this is about him being insecure and having an issue. Now, why you would call him out on it, I think that was a misstep. You don't, if a guy tells you he can't do something, okay. All right.
You
let it go.
And you let it go. And also you, when you say, well, now send me a dick pic.
No. He then, after he stood her up.
Yes.
Asked her.
For naked picture.
And then
she did it.
You fucking did it.
Yeah.
Which is, girl, no.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, girl, no, because girl, I have done it.
Yeah.
I fucked this chef in L.A. His head cane was crazy. And every time I go to L.A., I'd be like a little hound dog. Like, oh, and he knew that. And he would throw himself whenever, oh, I'm available. I'm not available. I'm not available.
Yeah.
I'm available. I'm not available. And then I would constantly be bending to his, is he available? Is he not available? Is he here? Is he not there? And then I would be doing shit. You are a beautiful woman. You can move on without this guy. You don't need a guy that's going to come in and think that you're only good enough for him to get his wild, untethered kinks off of, and then stand you up and then ask you to give him a picture. And then you think you're justifying it by saying, well, I asked him for a dick pic. No, bitch, you get the dick pic first.
Yeah.
No, nigga, you stood me up. So you lucky I'm even talking to you. I need several dick pics.
I need to see.
I need your daddy dick pic.
Every
dick pic
angle.
In your building.
I need to see.
And then maybe.
I need to see his Darth Vader head.
Yes.
Yeah, before we play the Star
and
Wars
then
episode.
Maybe. But I think really you're just getting catfished. And girl, move on
catfish.
And stop talking to him.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time, Shelby?
One more email.
Yes.
One more email.
I feel like I just won the Price is Right.
You did it. Dating my old friend's ex.
Oh my God, no.
We're here with Yamanika Saunders at Yamanika. Damsel in Distress is the album. Gramercy Theater, August 23rd. Go. I got to tell you. Hey, Jared Shelby, huge fan. Thank you for all the work you do for us single gals in the info age. I matched with this guy on Hinge who I immediately recognized since he had a serious long-term relationship with an old friend of mine. We were good work friends about 2 years ago, and they had just started dating around that time. Although me and her haven't spoken much since we left the job, we stay in touch on social media and know a lot of the same people. Normally, I wouldn't pursue this guy, but he's extremely attractive, and we connected instantly when we started talking. We all live in a smaller city, so there aren't many guys available. So I figured I would give him a chance and see where it went. Turns out we have really good chemistry and get along really well together. The sex is also amazing. We've been dating about 2 weeks now, and I'm starting to wonder how to handle this situation since I plan on continuing to date him. They broke up about 4 months ago.
Uh-oh.
And from what he says about it, I'm getting the feeling that she still has feelings there and would be pissed to hear that we're seeing each other. Should I tell her what's happening and deal with the potential drama that ensues, or wait a bit longer and see if this guy is even worth the headache? Since it's summertime, I'm worried about her or someone she knows seeing us out together and looking shady for not bringing it up to her sooner. P.S. He's likely moving across the country in January for work, so I doubt anything serious can even come out of this. Thanks for the advice and the situation. Love you, Papa.
I love Papa. I love when they call you Papa. You'll always be my Papa.
That's right.
Yes. I'm just going to keep it real.
Keep it real.
You got into the relationship without considering her feelings.
Yep.
So you might as well continue on the same way. We cannot.
She wasn't important enough to really care about, so why care now?
Why care now? Yeah. And I will say this. Being an associate with someone is different than being a friend. Now, if she was a really good friend of yours, you would know how she feels about this guy because she
Fair.
Would be telling you about
yeah.
it. And I think as long as they weren't married and she's not a tight friend to you
yeah.
and it's a small environment, why shouldn't you go after love? But I think that if it does come up and she does find out and there is a conversation, I think you should also understand that you may have to absorb a lot of the pain and just let her vent and be who she has to be and say what she has to say to you.
Yeah, this isn't someone that you're going to be at Thanksgiving with this
right,
year.
Right, right.
The other thing is to consider the reasons this is happening. I know you want to believe, well, I was there the whole time while he was dating the wrong woman. No, a lot of it is through comfort.
Right.
He's 4 months out.
Yeah.
And the first chick,
he might be the rebound.
Yeah. The first chick he sticks it in with mm-hmm. is the one that was the easiest to kind of go around and figure out.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was easiest to talk to on a dating app because there was the backstory. There was the mutual friends. This is kind of like, you know, the dating apps. I don't like when you meet someone that is unfamiliar totally because mm-hmm. then it's like there's no one to judge that person.
Right.
But it's also bad when someone's too familiar. Like when someone's
dating
so familiar on the dating app,
a lot of comfort when you do know. That's how I got with my last boyfriend because he had been trying to date me for about 4 years.
Okay.
And he was falling in deep with, you know, and I was like, no, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not with this guy. He's too much trying to be a fan. But I saw him on a dating app and I was like, oh, he came up in my matches. Why not give him a date, right?
Let's give him a shot.
And then I gave him a shot. And then you sort of romanticizes everything.
Yeah.
I think you need to not believe everything he says about the relationship and how it went down. I don't think you need to concern yourself with it.
Not your problem.
It's not your problem. And it's also irresponsible for him to continue to talk about their personal business with you because that means he will do the same thing to you. Also, him trying to get into a relationship with someone knowing that he's leaving in January also seems a little suspect. So I think the things that you need to be focused on now is not even so much her and the friendship and all that stuff that you didn't care about in the first place.
Yeah.
I think what you need to be finding out is what are his intentions when he moves?
Yeah.
What are his intentions with you and what type of future he sees? Even though it's still very early in the game, this is a game changer, him moving away across country.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And I also just understand that all of his traits signal laziness to me.
Yes.
You were the easiest person to talk to, and then the backstory, and then he's 4 months out. A guy who's 4 months out of a 2-year relationship wants to either fuck around or be fucked. Okay? This guy just needed to be fucked.
Or maybe may also want to hurt her too.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He doesn't even have the he doesn't even have the energy to go and find new people and experience new things. He's just jumping on the first girl that would give him attention because she had this backstory. He didn't even have to get to know her. He didn't have to put work down. He didn't have to take a date because he knew on the first date, they were already on the fifth date.
Right. And this is not to say that you are not a worthy and
beautiful
woman.
No, that's not to say that at all.
We're just trying to cut to the chase so that you can make an educated decision because you've got a lot going on. I don't think you understand that. You have a pseudo friendship that's on the brinks. You're carrying some level of guilt. You're also dealing with, and sometimes the fascination is, oh, we're having great sex and this is so secretive and we can get caught. That sometimes puts you into an attraction with somebody that you really don't need to be dealing with, to be honest.
Totally. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Yamanika, thank you so much for coming.
I can't wait to come back. I love you guys so much.
I feel
everybody's spirit. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I would love to see you August 23rd at Gramercy Theater.
Come. Go to the show, please.
My man may be there if we still together.
I gotta meet this guy. I gotta see how he walks with a limp because of that big old cock.
He's hot. He's super hot.
At Yamanika on Instagram. Go follow. Also, she does 90 Day Fiance commentary.
Yeah, that is so
funny. And we're gonna get together and do
a mashup.
We're gonna do a mashup.
Yeah.
We gotta do it. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. If you're listening right now, the date today is... what's the date today, Shelby?
It is the 9th.
The 9th. That means next week, the U Up Podcast Store kicks off, okay? If you're in Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, or Toronto, get those tickets now. Get the group together. We are going to dance. Oh, are we gonna dance? It is gonna be a night to remember. We're already doing, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you listen to J Train, you're gonna get the behind the scenes action. We're doing rehearsals. We are rehearsing. I'm in front of the mirror in that weird looking dance room doing an opening dance routine in front of the mirror.
Yes.
I'm getting ready, okay? I got my tassels on, okay? So I need you to be there. The 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, and Toronto. Get those tickets. We'll be back next episode. Boom!